to stock picks this evening. Alex, what would you be buying or selling, as it turns out, at the moment?
So, yeah, I'm a bit quite concerned about global prospects and so forth. So I actually favor considering the gold ETF at this particular stage. I think considering that interest rates will probably remain low for longer and that virtually all countries' fiscal position looks dire, and I think it's also very likely with all the stimulus we've seen that perhaps there will be unexpected inflation in the future. Gold is probably the best hedge for such an environment. So as a result, if you don't have gold in your portfolio, I think you should be looking to add it at this stage.
Yeah, and the gold price itself is looking pretty pucker, I have to say, as is palladium and the precious metals baskets. They did pretty well today. Joseph, how about you? What would you be buying?
I know people might not approve this, but British American Tobacco. Payout ratio of 65%, they say they're going to maintain that. Getting a dividend yield of just about 7% or 6.5 to 7%. I know from a momentum perspective, you know, your price has been quite good. You know, so momentum, price momentum is still lagging earnings momentum. So I think there's a little bit of, from a momentum perspective, an opportunity to buy into BTI. I know our minister is having problems, but I think the smokers there are still puffing a little bit.
Yes, unfortunately, though, they're not puffing their product. So maybe it's one way, you know, if you can't get hold of the cigarettes, you can get hold of the shares at least. The minister doesn't seem to have a problem with that yet. And we will, I suppose, wait to see what happens there. Joseph, Alex, thanks very much for joining us this evening. Nice to have you both. Alex Dace is from Tombo Wealth. Joseph Boucher is from J.M. Boucher Investments. Alicia will be back tomorrow night to take more of your stock-related questions. Have a good evening. Thank you.